The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is looking to get out of the Marine Stewardship Council process. KMXD's Casey Kelly has more.
Tim Berry, Director of Communications for the Department of Fish and Game, says nothing has been decided yet, but that because it's rare to have a government agency deal with the MSC on certification, the department is seeking a group from the industry to take its place.
Generally speaking, it's processors, industry or industry groups or organizations that work with the MSC as their clients. To the extent that we are a management agency and not a marketing agency, we're unusual as a client of MSC.
The department has been the party that's dealt with the MSC's eco-labeling process since Alaska salmon became the first major U.S. fishery certified under the program 8 years ago. The blue labels are considered an important marketing tool, appearing on seafood products that are proven to come from sustainable fisheries. Last year, Alaska salmon was recertified, meaning products from the fishery can continue to use the labels through 2012. But Berry says getting out of the business of eco-label certification would allow the department to concentrate on what it does best.
We're proud of the fact that an independent organization verifies what we as Alaskans already know, that our salmon fishery is managed in a sustainable fashion, but we don't do it because they ask us to. And to the extent that the MSC works with the department to grant us this sustainable certification, yes, it does divert some personnel for a certain amount of time from their jobs of actually managing fisheries.
Brad Ack is MSC's Americas director. He says it shouldn't be too hard to find another client to replace Fish and Game.
You know, I think that we're going to work very diligently to with the department and with the various players in the salmon industry in Alaska to make sure that happens.
Until it's up for recertification again, Ack says the major role of the client is to conduct an annual audit to make sure nothing major is changed in the fishery.
And I think that's the role that the department wants to find somebody to take on in the short term over the next few years. And then whoever that party or parties are, they would be the ones deciding whether to go forward for recertification 4.5 years from now.
He wouldn't rule out the possibility of recertification taking place by geographical area or species, but says MSC would prefer to have Alaska salmon certified as a whole, as has been done in the past.
It's a great partnership, Alaskan salmon and the MSC, and we think it only has upwards to go, and we want to continue to build that partnership and make it even better.
Worldwide, more than 1,500 seafood products bear the MSC's eco-label. Ack says Alaska salmon is the most widely marketed fishery certified under the program. In Kodiak, I'm Casey Kelly.